This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry records 3,553 new COVID cases today. Corona infection rate reaches 23.6% in Nepal. Health Ministry to extend contract period of health workers as COVID cases spike. Energy Minister Pompa Bhusal says preparations are underway to grant electricity trade permission to private sector. And experts warn India's big cities could see COVID cases peak next week. Now the news in detail. A total of 3,553 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the cases were confirmed while testing 15,081 samples. As per the Ministry's latest data, corona infection rate in Nepal now stands at 23.6%. Meanwhile, 271 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. The Ministry also reported a corona-related death today, taking the total corona-related death to 11,610 in the country. With the rising cases of coronavirus infection, the Ministry of Health and Population has decided to manage required number of human resources for the health institutions rather. Health Ministry Joint Spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari said a minister-level decision was made to extend the contract of the entire health workers hired on contract basis required for all hospitals, academics and laboratories for 3 months long. Dr. Adhikari said today the health institutions had been directed to renew the contract of the health workers for 3 months beginning from the 15th of January to ensure availability of the required human resources in health institutions. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said the government is committed to protecting people's life. Expressing concern over the rise in coronavirus infection cases since the past few days, Minister Karki said the government had mobilized all resources for controlling the infection. On social media posts, the minister said the vaccination campaign had been expedited, urging all to adopt health safety protocol. Minister Karki is in home isolation after undergoing contact tracing. The Ministry of Home Affairs has revoked the temporary and permanent passes and temporary identity card of all except the sanitation workers entering Singha Darbar amid rising COVID cases. A statement issued by the spokesperson of the ministry, Pradeep Kumar Kirwala, said that any new entry pass or identity card to be issued henceforth by the concerned body should be done with the prior consent of the health ministry. The ministry has stated that in the case of a person concerning sanitation, entry will be given through the previously issued pass and temporary ID card. In the case of canteens operating with Singha Darbar premises, admission will require new passes from the 14th of January, depending on the need. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation has formed a probe committee to investigate into the reported irregularities in connection to the rescue flights for Nepali migrant workers from the Gulf countries during the pandemic. The probe committee, formed under the coordination of Joint Secretary of the Ministry, Om Prasad Little, has been assigned to submit the report within 10 days. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज। Prime Minister Sirbahadurdeva has congratulated badminton player Prince Dahal on reaching the top spot in the world rankings for men's junior category. The ranking released by the World Badminton Federation for this week keep Dahal at the top position with 10,500 points. Writing on his social media site, the Prime Minister wished Mr. Dahal all the best for the future. Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Pompa Bussel has promised to allow private sector for electricity trade. In a discussion with the delegation led by Nepal Industry Confederation Chair Vishnu Kumar Agrawal today, Minister Bussel said within a month and a half, the private sector would get permission for electricity trade. The minister said she would develop the work procedure for granting permission to the private sector for exporting energy in the international market. She also vowed to bring private sector not only for producing electricity, but also for constructing transmission lines. Urban Development Minister Ram Kumar Vijayakuri has directed the officials to address the problems of the drainage and waste management along Dhobi Khola corridor immediately. Having on-site inspection of the Dhobi Khola corridor today, Minister Jhakri urged all the officials to solve the existing problem at the earliest. Nepal and the UK are set to start a formal talk regarding the intake of Nepali nurses in the UK health system. Spokesperson of the Labour, Employment and Social Security Ministry, Dundu Ghimire, said the formal talk between Nepal government and the UK government would start from tomorrow regarding sending Nepali nurses to the UK. Meanwhile, Labour, Employment and Social Security Minister Krishna Kumar Srestha has said the federal government would coordinate with the local and provincial government for safe foreign employment. Addressing a third-phase review meeting at the Safe Migration Project RADA organized in Pokhara today, Minister Srestha stressed the need for coordination among all three tiers of government for sustainable solution of safe migration for employment. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Experts have warned that new COVID-19 infections in India's Indian cities such as capital New Delhi and Mumbai could see peak of COVID cases next week. The warning came after the country reported more than 247,000 COVID cases today. This infection is the highest since late May. Today's cases are said to be more than 30 times higher daily cases from a month ago, rising as the more transmissible Omicron variant replaced Delta across the country. The total number of infection has now reached 36.32 million in India, behind only the United States. Australia has equaled its hottest day on record after a remote coastal town reported temperatures of 50.7 degrees Celsius. The temperature in Onslow, Western Australia, recorded today matched a record set in 1962 in South Australia. The Bureau of Meteorology of Australia confirmed today that Onslow equaled the previous record. According to the BBC, Onslow and the surrounding areas could see records broken again, with temperatures set to rise slightly on Friday. It comes after Western Australia reported large bushfires last month. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Province 1, Province 2 and Sudur Paschim Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Moreover, light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of high hilly region of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry records 3,553 new COVID cases today. Corona infection rate reaches 23.6% in Nepal. Health Ministry to extend contract period of health workers as COVID cases spike. Energy Minister Pompa Bussal says preparations are underway to grant electricity trade permission to private sector. And experts warn India's big cities could see COVID cases peak next week. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.